In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We know that there are angels who protect the nations, as taught by many holy fathers since the 4th century, such as Pseudo-Dionysius the Areopagite, Origen of Alexandria, also known as Origen Adamantius, Basil of Caesarea, also known as St. Basil the Great, St. John Chrysostom, and many others. Clement of Alexandria says that a divine decree has distributed the angels among the nations. In the book of Daniel, chapter 10, verses 13 to 21, we are told about the protective angels of the Greeks and Persians. St. Paul the Apostle speaks of the protective angel of Macedonia in the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 16, verse 9. St. Michael the Archangel has always been considered the protector of the people of Israel, and we can find this in the book of Daniel, chapter 10, verse 21. In the apparitions of Fatima, the angel of Portugal clearly appears three times in the year 1916, saying to the three children, "I am the angel of peace, the angel of Portugal." The devotion to the guardian angel of the Kingdom of Spain was spread throughout the peninsula by the famous Spanish priest, Blessed Manuel Domingo y Sol. He printed hundreds of thousands of prints with his image and prayer, and spread his novena in different dioceses. This also applies for all the nations of the world. Pope St. John Paul II, on July 30th of the year 1986, said, "It can be affirmed that the functions of the angels, as ambassadors of the living God, extend not only to each one of the men and to those who have special functions, but also to whole nations." There are also protective angels of the churches. In the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse 20, we are told about the angels of the seven churches of Asia. Many saints speak to us from their own experience of this beautiful reality, indicating that the guardian angels of the churches disappear from there when the churches are destroyed. Origen of Alexandria, also known as Origen Adamantius, says that each diocese is guarded by two bishops, one visible and one invisible, a man and an angel. St. John Chrysostom, before going into exile, went to the church to say goodbye to the angel of his church. St. Francis de Sales said, "Become relatives of the angels, and love and venerate the angel of the diocese in which you find yourself." Pope Pius XI, when he was appointed Archbishop of Milan in the year 1921, upon arrival, knelt down, kissed the ground, and entrusted himself to the guardian angel of the diocese. A Jesuit, companion of St. Ignatius of Loyola, affirms, "Returning from Germany, passing through many towns of heretics, I have received no small consolations for having greeted the guardian angels of the parishes through which I have passed." In the life of St. John Vianney, also known as the Cur d'Ars, when he was sent to Ars as parish priest, seeing the church from afar, he fell on his knees and entrusted himself to the angel of his new parish. There are angels assigned to the custody of the provinces, regions, cities, and communities. The famous French father John Edward Lamy, also known as Père Lamy, speaks a lot about the protective angel of each country, each province, each city, and each family. There are saints who say that each family and each religious community has a special angel. Have you ever thought to invoke the angel of your family? And how about of your religious community? and of your parish, city, or country? On the other hand, do not forget that in each tabernacle, where Jesus is in the sacrament, there are millions of angels adoring God. St. John Chrysostom often saw the church full of angels, especially when Holy Mass was being celebrated. When the moment of consecration arrives, huge groups come to stand guard over Jesus, present at the altar, and at the moment of communion, they surround the priest or ministers who distribute communion. St. Angela of Foligno said, "The Son of God is on the altar, surrounded by a multitude of angels." For this reason, St. Francis of Assisi said, "The world should vibrate, the whole sky should be deeply moved, when the Son of God appears on the altar in the hands of the priest. Then we should imitate the attitude of the angels, who, when Mass is celebrated, they are around our altars in adoration." St. John Chrysostom said, "The angels fill the church at that moment, surround the altar, and contemplate in ecstasy the gloriousness and greatness of the Lord." St. Bernard of Clairvaux said, "And they surround him as if making a guard of honor for him." The founder of Opus Dei, St. Jose Maria Escrivá, says, "Christ is passing by. When I celebrate Mass, I know I am surrounded by angels who are adoring the Trinity." In the same way, Blessed Edvige Carboni spoke to her spiritual director, "When you celebrate Mass, look up and you will see the angels attending the Holy Sacrifice." The great St. Augustine of Hippo also says that the angels surround and help the priest when he is celebrating Mass. Therefore, we must join them in worship and sing with them the Gloria and the Holy, Holy, Holy. This was done by a venerable priest who said, "Since I have begun to think of angels during Mass, I have felt a new joy and a new devotion when celebrating Mass." St. Cyril of Alexandria calls the angels masters of worship. "There are many millions of angels who adore God in the Blessed Sacrament, even though he is in a host in the most humble little chapel in the farthest corner of the earth. The angels worship God, but there are angels specially dedicated to worship him before his heavenly throne." This is what the book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 11 to 12 tells us. "The angels were standing around the throne, and the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, 'Blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, and strength to our God forever and ever. Amen.'" These angels appear to be the seraphim, who are closest to the throne of God due to their holiness. This is what Isaiah in chapter 6, verses 1 to 3 tells us. "I saw the Lord sitting on his throne. There were before him seraphim, with six wings each, and one and the other cried out and answered, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the armies. The earth is full of his glory.'" The word angel comes from the Greek word angelos and means messenger. Among them, there are different degrees or hierarchies, which are called choirs. Their hierarchy is not due to their being different in nature. Just like all men, they are equal by nature. Their difference, according to some, is due to the different missions entrusted to them. According to St. Thomas Aquinas, to the degree of love and holiness of each one, just as among men, there are also different degrees of holiness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.